Each of us has the capacity to cultivate greater work satisfaction by transforming a job into a calling. And fortunately, we don't need to chuck our job as a baggage handler or a mortgage broker and join the Peace Corps. No matter what kind of job we have, with some attention and effort, we can find greater meaning in our work. Dr. Amy Resnesky, a leading investigator in the study of worker satisfaction, has said, "Recent research has shown that people in menial jobs can transform their relations to their work and do so by shaping the tasks and relationships that are part of the job in ways that make the work more meaningful." There can be many ways that a given individual can make work more meaningful. One woman, who works in a clerical position for a major corporation, described how she does this. "Every day, I pick out just one person who looks like they are having a peanut butter sandwich day, and I just make an effort to give them a word of encouragement, ask them if I can help in some way, or sometimes it's just giving them a smile and a pat on the back. Of course, that doesn't always help them. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But it sure helps me. It doesn't take much to do that, but believe me, it makes my day. It makes me look forward to going to work every day." "What's a peanut butter sandwich day?" I asked. "That's the kind of day where you wake up and right from the time you get up, nothing seems to go right. All morning, it's one thing after another, and then finally at lunch, you drop your open-faced peanut butter sandwich on the floor, face down." Of course, finding a greater purpose or meaning in one's work, adopting a different attitude or perspective, isn't always easy. The global impact of our efforts isn't always readily apparent. So, we must start on a smaller scale by acknowledging the positive effect we have on those in our immediate surroundings. And once we discover how we are contributing to the greater good, we must consistently remind ourselves of this, particularly when we become bored, overwhelmed, or demoralized at work. Without the assistance of social scientists or organizational psychologists or experts like Dr. Resnesky, a friend of mine, who works as a senior editor at a large publishing house, happened to stumble upon her own personal strategy to shift her attitude at work, a method she has been using effectively for many years, which perfectly illustrates how each one of us might go about turning work into a calling. "With work, I often get to the point of feeling that I just can't take it anymore," she explained. "Who knows what the it is, but every task feels like an unbearable burden, every question an insidious interruption, every meeting an imposition on my quality of life. In those moments, I can't help feeling I'd rather be anywhere but at work. I'd even rather be stuck on a hot, steamy subway, in a tunnel with no air conditioning. Now, if I'm only focusing on my job as a career, as something to make me look better or make me feel better, then this is the inevitable result. I've found that relying on something external for happiness will always let you down. My job can't make me feel better. I have to take care of that. So when I'm feeling like that, I don't try to do a wholesale shift in attitude, telling myself, okay, my job ultimately results in people being helped. That doesn't work. I have to start small. I have to start with the irritation I feel when I have to answer a nagging question from a coworker. I have to appreciate that person as someone who also has a job to do and whose needs are at least as important, if not more so, than my own. Then I can take some satisfaction in the fact that because of my job, I've been able to help clear someone else's confusion. From there, I can turn to the task at hand of, say, writing a marketing memo to position a book. Then I can think about how people in-house are reacting to that book, that it was comforting to them to read, that it was perfect for a loved one who was in the hospital, and could they have another copy to send to their father. Then I think about the thousands of copies that will be in bookstores around the world, and the people who might go in and buy the book, read it, feel helped, and pass the book along to someone else who might feel helped, and so on. So then I can see the purpose of my job is really to help alleviate suffering. But it's not easy to maintain. I slip into burnout all the time. It's a mind-training exercise that I have to engage in all the time. And crabbiness at work is the sign that I need to do it again, and again, until one day the feeling just comes naturally, spontaneously. And for a moment, while editing, I feel great joy that just comes out of nowhere.